Before we talk about that, you rounded things off in style yesterday, a last-minute winner that keeps you right in the title hunt.
It does, and it was very important, Rory, in case something goes wrong next week, that we come back to have something to fight for.
Mm.
And, you know, listen, we've three games to go in the league, and if we win the three of them, we're going to be league champions for the first time, I think, in the club's history as well. So it's absolutely superb to have that to come back to.
You've been playing a lot of games recently. Is that a factor heading into next Saturday?
I suppose it is and it isn't.
How many games have you played in the last 2 weeks? You've played five or six games.
Yeah. In 10 days.
It's incredible.
So it's nearly a game every 2 days. That was including a trip to Offaly in the FAI Senior Cup first round, which is not ideal, obviously, of course. But listen, I keep harping on about the squad we have, like, of 22, 23 players, and they've all been used. You know, we're actually on a run out of 4 wins in a row again, which is positive lead into next Saturday, you know.
Mm. At least you have, I suppose, 7 days straight now just to work with the team.
Exactly, and that's what it would be, you know. The lads are doing a recovery session today in the pool, and then we train on Tuesday and Thursday, a very light session, obviously, you know, we're as fit as we're going to be. It's a bit more tactical kind of stuff with set pieces and just getting the group together again before Saturday, you know.
And there's nothing like a last-minute winner, I suppose, and I imagine everyone was buzzing coming out of Wall Church Park yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it was like the same against Greystones, everyone on the pitch again after we scored, because I think everyone realised how important that goal was in relation for the rest of our season. You know, trying to win the league, which is huge for us in Cork football. And the way the game was panned out, the way the man sent off after 75 minutes, we were down to 10-minute draw, would have kind of done Corinthians in the sense that it had kept them in it. But we had to win. So we had to go for it. Like, so 10, we ended up with 3 hit the back, 1 hold midfield player and 5 up top at the end. And it was actually our centre-half, Brian Fitzgerald, who got the flick on for Flinney to put him into, and he stuck it very, very well. Now,
super sub, that's he did it against Greystones as well.
I know, and he's asking not to be called super sub, but the way he keeps doing this, you know, it's going to be tagged with him, like, you know.
What clicked for you this year, I mean, because you're fighting on all fronts?
It's a good question. I think what clicked was, when I got the job in July, I went in there, and what I found was a team of individuals. Absolutely top-class individuals in their own right. They were superb players. And I think we just, myself, Packy, Martin Brady, Dave Ryan and Kevin, we just kind of made it a team, made it a unit. You know, we played to a system which everyone now is familiar with. The first few weeks of the season, fellas were getting to grips with how I wanted them to play, and at times they were kind of saying, oh, maybe we can do this as well. And I said, no, look, just trust me, stick with what we're doing, how we play, and I promise you it'll come off, because we have the obviously individual qualities in the forward area of the pitch. And I think that goes to show, like, we're very hard to score against, and when you have players like Conor Mead, Chubbs, Flinney, Jimmy Griffin, Dave Stack, these kind of players, you're going to score goals, you're going to create chances. And I think we played Ringman on Tuesday night, and it was the best we played all season. We scored 4, and to be honest, we could have scored 8.
I suppose as well, when you start winning, it gets easier for players, I suppose, to buy into that as well.
100%. There you go. You see, if you get poor results early on in the season, then fellas are kind of saying, oh, this is not working. But we started slowly enough with draws, to be fair, but we weren't losing games. We drew our first 2 league matches, and you're kind of, you know, it was disappointing, obviously. But then we went on a run. There, you know, like, we've lost 3 games in 37 games this season. We've beaten 3 times in 80 minutes.
That's incredible.
And it's incredible. And that's a testament to the players.
Because you've been so busy recently, have you been able to focus on this final next week? Have you even thought about it? Like,
we have, to be fair, because it's very, very difficult to put it out of your mind. You know, because something will pop up, somebody will give you a call, or you'll meet someone in the street and they'll bring you straight back to it. They say, you know, God, if even in 2 weeks' time or in 3 weeks' time, and all of a sudden, then again, you're back in that zone. And it is difficult to put it to one side, because it's such a big thing for us going to it.
Yeah.
But you know, we did, and we consciously said we won 4 in a row. We won 2 cup games. We're in another semi final against Middleton Tuesday after the cup final, after the intermediate cup final, which isn't going to be great ideal if we win. But you know, it is what it is in there.
Yeah.
Went to Eden Derry and won, and we won 2 big league games against Crinton and Ringman.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff, isn't it? Genuinely incredible. I mean, like, the entire island is buzzing about this match.
It is, to be fair. And, you know, and I know I keep saying it's the support that we've got. Like, it's mind-boggling, to be fair. The good wishes from everyone across Cork football, and the people of Cove have been unbelievable, come to watch our games. A big crowd at the game again yesterday and cheer the team on again. That's going to be a huge factor next week.
Even like Cove Ramblers moving their game to Friday night, so everyone got to the game on Saturday, shows you how united everyone is about this.
Absolutely, and that's fantastic. Again, like, you know, they want as much people up there supporting us as possible, and that's going to give us it's going to give the players such a lift when the players come out for the pre-match warm-up, and they're going to look up in the crowd, see their family, their friends. It's going to give, imagine, you even feel 10 feet tall. And that's, I can't wait for the players to feel that, you know, and then go out and hopefully put on a show.
I'd imagine the entire island is going to be there on Saturday as well.
there's going to be some crowd where you know we're getting told. I know the last time Liffey were in the FA Junior Cup final, they brought 5,000. They played Sheriff, so I'm looking easy at that kind of figures up there again watching the game, which is going to be, just, you know, for us to play in front of 5,000 people or even more, it's going to be unbelievable.
I interviewed Conor Meade after the game against Greystones. He said he had a bit of an issue next Saturday because of his son making his communion. Has he made a decision?
Yeah, he's coming up for us on a Friday. I don't think it was, no, and to be fair,
it can't
have
been easy for him.
No, no, it's not. It's difficult, of course it is. And, like, you know, this was Conor and a few other lads' project, I suppose, to get Cove Wanderers players together and trying to get to the Aviva Stadium, winning the Media Cup. So it wasn't easy to make that decision. But I think what's going to happen now is straight after the game is, or after the communion is finished, Max, his fiance, and Conor's parents will be going straight up to the Aviva, because Max is masculine on the day as well. So, no, thanks to them for letting Conor come up on the Friday.
As I say, it can't have been an easy decision for him to make, but he's such a vital player for you.
Listen, he's our captain, like, you know, and you know, the captain is usually the main man, and to be fair, like, he drives us on in training. On match days, he's very good in the dressing room. You know, very good talker. And himself, John Meade, Chubbs is the quieter of the three, but he does his talking with his feet on the pitch usually, you know.
I was speaking to Mick Devine as well after the semi-final. I told him he'd probably be the oldest player to play in the Aviva in history. He wasn't too impressed with that, but he's been incredible for you all season.
Oh, the man, he just beggars belief what he's doing this season for us. Like, you know, 44 years of age, he must have 12 or 13 or 14 clean sheets in the games he's played. And I think just the composure that he gives to the back four, because they know that, listen, we've the best keeper in Cork behind us. You know, if we can give the ball back to him on his left or right, onto his chest, onto his head, it doesn't mean he's going to deal with it.
Yeah.
And just his ability to read the situation, to read the game, to slow it down when it needs to be slowed down, especially yesterday after we scored the 91st minute. I think Mick had a goal kick to take, and I think it might have taken him a minute and a half to take it. You know, and that's just, without getting in trouble by the referee, you know, it's just experience.
It's funny you should say that. I always said that when Mick Devine was playing in Europe, he was the best time waster I've ever seen. Genuinely.
Yeah, and people have no idea how important that is and how vital that is at times to be able to read a situation and say, listen, okay, the referee is going to say that, but I know I can get away with what I'm going to get away with here.
And I suppose he has so much experience as well, big game experience with Cork City in Europe and winning the league in 2005, that he's going to be a huge resource for you heading into the game on Saturday.
Oh, he's been unbelievable, you know, all season. Again, we've so many strong personalities in the dressing room, and they all get each other, and they all get what we were trying to do when I took over. And I told the players, I promised them that I'd give them everything I have, but I wanted the same back from them. That was the first training meeting we had, and they all agreed. They all said, yes, we're going to go on the journey together. And Mick Devine has been unbelievable. Again, in the dressing room, what he says, people listen, and it's on point, and it's always positive. You never hear Mick saying anything negative. Never. You could score an OG and Mick would say, you know, that was a great pass. You know, I was in the wrong position.
Yeah.
You know, he's that kind of personality in the dressing room.
Yeah.
It's never negative. And you know, that's what we kind of do in the dressing room. You know, it's a real team effort. We win together and we lose together.
What do you know about Liffey? I mean, you've obviously seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them a couple of times, and we're going to get, this week now, we'll get a full rundown dossier. Obviously, we've been so busy the last few weeks, so we have information, but I'll be making a few calls this week to get, you know, I know a lot of them myself, as I said, but I get as much information as possible as I can about them. But I think that they'll be more worried about us.
Yeah.
You know, which they should be. Like, they won't have played anything like us this season. You know, they've got promoted, fair play to them. They are a good cup side. They've won two good players, but I'm hoping, you know, on the day that we turn up, and you know, that, you know, we take them apart. You know,
I'd imagine for you yourself personally, you're not going to get much sleep this week. I'd imagine you had a kitchen table at 4 in the morning with a tactics board, just kind of thinking everything out.
Gee, I'll be honest, I haven't slept for the last 2 weeks.
Mm.
I'm up every morning, my mind is just going straight away about the season, about the Aviva, getting ready for it. The wife was looking for a notebook while I go, and I was on the kitchen table, all the players' names wrote down. It. I must have picked 6 or 7 different teams already.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult, but it's still a problem that I want. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic.
That's going to be a hard job for you as well, telling players they're not involved on Saturday.
Yeah, look, that's the hard part of football, you know. But you know, you're hoping, and I know the group of players we have, they'll all respect my decision, and they'll all get on with it, and they'll support the players that are starting, because who knows what happens after 5 minutes, someone gets injured, and all of a sudden someone could come in. And how many times you see someone comes off the bench and they scored a winner? Look at Flinney in the last couple of games, and they're a hero all of a sudden. Everyone's speaking about them. Football is funny.
Certainly is. What's the plan for this week? Are you going to try and keep it like every other week, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, we keep it the exact same. It's like we've trained Tuesday, Thursday all season, and we do the same this week. Tuesday, said it'll be more tactical set pieces, have a little quick chat about, you know, about the week that's going ahead, tell the players what's expected on Friday. Thursday, then we'll have photo for the recovery kind of, you know, again, it's just a get-together, swimming pool, recovery pool, all that kind of stuff. And they'll enjoy that, because it's actually superb up there, in fairness to them. And then Friday morning, we're going to meet at 12 o'clock in Cove. I think they're going to do a little bit of video from the FEI, the journey, you know, fellas getting on the bus. And we're going to head straight to the Aviva for a tour, which I think is very important, because it'll take away the wow factor when the players arrive there on Saturday.
Because it is quite intimidating if you've never been there before, and it's empty and you see everyone and then it fills up.
Absolutely. So, and we're actually the home team up there, so we're going to be using Ireland's dressing room.
Oh, brilliant.
And this is, it's off the wall, the dressing room. So again, we get to see all this on Friday. So then when the players arrive on Saturday, jerseys are hanging up there. They've been there already the day before.
Yeah.
Again, they can go on the pitch, have a look around, the normal stuff you kind of do on a cup final day. And then we're ready to go as serious business starts.
But even staying in Dublin Friday night is huge, as opposed to getting the bus up to Dublin at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Absolutely. No, I'm not a huge fan of staying in a hotel overnight before games. I've never done it before. But this is a cup final. This is special. And this is something that we're going to do. And we're going to do it right. You know, we're going to have our pre-match meal, or sorry, our meal on Friday night, our breakfast, our team meeting, pre-lunch food, you know, pasta and stuff, and then head to the stadium nice and early on the Saturday.
Sounds like a plan. Are you confident, Michael?
I am, but I'm not stupid, and I know football will kick you in the head every chance it gets. So we gotta be focused, we gotta be ready, which we will be. There won't be any question about that. I think that if we turn up on the day, don't get caught up on the occasion, play the match, play what it is. It's just 90 minutes, 11v11. Our quality, our individual quality, and our togetherness as a unit will get us over the line.
Excellent. We'll be there next Saturday supporting Cove Wanderers all afternoon, so we're really looking forward to that. We wish you the very best luck, Michael, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Rory, appreciate it. Thank you very much for all the coverage as well. It's been excellent.
Thanks, bye.